This is Jules Warren, and you are listening to Contrary to Popular Belief, your roundtable of conversations where we unpack the truth about the issues facing Americans today. Hello and welcome. I'm Jules Warren, your host. In today's segment, I have a very interesting comment by Tucker Carlson that I'd like to share with you in regards to our border dilemma. And it's going to continue the conversation that I had with you with my other segment called The Elephant in the Room, The Border Dilemma, dated August 23rd of this year. And in that segment, I asked the American people, what is the reason behind this open border that is bringing such horrific outcomes, that is being allowed to continue year after year? How would this administration, any president of a country like America, would allow this to happen when they are watching all these horrific outcomes before their very eyes? It has to be corrupt. In my other segment, I asked the American people, do you think this could be a scheme for the Democrats to retain ultimate power by letting all these millions of immigrants in who are going to vote for the Democrats because they were so easily let in? Along with some other elements like Chuck Schumer and the White House trying to pass new laws for no ID whatsoever required to vote, and all the corruption that we have been seeing go on, not just on Donald Trump, but on us, the people, as well. So we have to say to ourselves, they don't care about us. What they care about first is to retain their ultimate power over everything and everyone. And they will go to any extent, as we have been seeing before our very eyes. So today I go on Twitter and I want to take a look at the last few things that Tucker Carlson has posted. And his feed on October 14th, which is titled, quote, "Our Country, Our Choice. Mass immigration is election rigging on a massive scale. What is happening here is a crime," end quote. And I have to say, I was so happy to hear Tucker Carlson make that comment, because really, I haven't heard anyone from anchors on any news station to anybody with a big voice on social media or any platform. And maybe somebody has, but I've missed it. But I really haven't heard anyone come up with that concept that maybe letting millions and millions of illegal immigrants in and easily setting them up with cell phones and the rest of it might be election rigging on a mass scale. So let's take a listen to what Tucker Carlson has to say.
The result is a country, our country, that is changing faster than it ever has, but not through democratic means, instead by force, through waves of mass immigration that not a single American voted for. What's happening is a crime. It violates both federal law and the core precept of democracy, which is that citizens get to govern their own countries. This is election rigging on a mass scale, and it's fueled by anti-white racial hostility. That is not a guess. The people doing it say so out loud. They brag about it. They are criminals. They must be punished for what they have done. It's true.
So the question remains, what can be done about this? We have 1 year before the next election in 2024. And make no mistake, my friends, they will do anything that they can come up with to keep Donald Trump from becoming president. Which brings me to another comment Tucker Carlson made on Twitter this week, which is titled, quote, "Trump is the one guy with an actual shot of becoming president who dissents from Washington's longstanding pointless war agenda. And for that one fact, they are trying to take Trump out before you can vote for him," end quote. Let's take a listen.
Add, millions of Americans sincerely love Donald Trump. They love him in spite of everything they've heard. They love him often in spite of himself. They love Donald Trump because no one else loves them. The country they built, the country their ancestors fought for over hundreds of years, has left them to die in their unfashionable little towns, mocked and despised by the sneering half-wits with finance degrees but no actual skills who seem to run everything all of a sudden. whatever Donald Trump's faults, he is better than the rest of the people in charge. At least he doesn't hate them for their weakness. Donald Trump, in other words, is and has always been a living indictment of the people who run this country. That was true 4 years ago when Trump came out of nowhere to win the presidency, and it's every bit as true right now. Trump rose because they failed. It's as simple as that. If the people in charge had done a halfway decent job with the country they inherited, if they cared about anything other than themselves, even for just a moment, Donald Trump would still be hosting Celebrity Apprentice. But they didn't. Instead, they were incompetent and narcissistic and cruel and relentlessly dishonest. They wrecked what they didn't build. They lied about it. They hurt anyone who told the truth about what they were doing. That's true. We watched. America is still a great country, the best in the world, but our ruling class is disgusting. A vote for Trump is a vote against them. That's what's going on in this country.
Okay, so there you have it. Some important concepts to absorb and think about. As I have said before and will always stand for, is the importance of us, we the people, to always put our country's well-being first, even if it means voting for a president outside of your typical party of choice. There has never been a time so great as now in our lifetime that a huge turnaround is desperately needed. The crime on our streets is out of control. Our constitutional rights are being stripped away one at a time, and the corruption of our justice system has turned America into a third world mentality. And our borders have been wide open. It has been an invasion, leaving our country vulnerable and filled with criminals. It's going to take us to turn it around, my friends. It's a huge battle, but we have to all get involved in some way. Take a hard look at what has been going on. Our country is in a vulnerable, dangerous position. It's time for everyone to pay attention and make a difference. We have an important election coming up. Choose the president that really cares about our country first, and most importantly, cares about you. And lastly, keep in mind that the media and the politicians throw a lot of propaganda, disinformation, and fear and moral panic at us. So we have been conditioned to hate Trump. So I'm going to ask you to take a look, look up what he did when he was president and how well our country was doing. Okay, thanks for joining me. You can email me your comments at contrarytopopularbelief2023@gmail.com. Stay well, and I will see you at the next episode. Thanks for joining the conversation. Stay with me for my next episodes as we continue to fight for our freedoms and bring back America to a better place. Don't forget to share on your social media that Contrary to Popular Belief is where your voice matters. See you next episode.